tuned to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Goodness, yo-yo what type weather?
Oh, indeed.
We go from warm to cool to warm.
To sick.
Never know what's happening.
Right.
Hey, we've got a great show. I mean, longtime friend Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats, always has provided us straight shooting information.
Absolutely.
On the state of the boating world.
Correct.
Motors, availability, manufacturer shortages.
New stuff.
Yeah. Financing, the whole gamut. We're going to be visiting with Fred later in the program. Plus, I'm going to give you an update from the recently completed Dallas Safari Club convention.
Well, every time we talked, you were giggling, so...
Hey, it was close to normal, and everybody was saying
great.
That. So we've
great.
Got that, plus some news from around the country as well as the state. So you all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, just came back from 5 days in Dallas at the huge Dallas Safari Club Convention. Harold, it was close to normal.
Okay. I mean, the attitude and the participation and that kind of thing.
The spending,
yeah.
The
spending
attendance.
Right.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Every exhibitor that I visited with, and this is a good cross-section,
mm-hmm.
Was saying, yeah, good show, solid show, great marketing. And the folks turned out, obviously there were friends that I did not see that we normally see.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen.
Sure.
But it was a really, really good show. And I tell you what, anybody, any producer of an outdoor show
yeah.
needs to go see the Dallas Safari Club.
Ooh, okay.
And look at what they do and copy them.
Okay.
I mean, it is just that good.
Then I gather a large bunch of people walking around then.
Oh, yeah.
Good participation as far as customers and public and stuff.
And, right? And the auctions did extremely well.
Okay.
So, really impressed with a small staff and a great group of volunteers.
Sometimes that's better.
Yeah. No, it really is. Yeah. It really is. So.
Well, that's good because, you know, a lot of people, if I tell them, like, safari clubs, sometimes that puts people off thinking. My joke used to be that safari club members are all doctors that go squirrel hunting with 470 nitro doubles, which is not the case.
No.
And so, you know, people go, oh, safari, well, I can't afford. No, yeah, you can. I mean, there's a full range of things. You know, certainly there's the expensive Cape Buffalo trip, but then there also there's the inexpensive pig hunting trip. I mean, there's a full range of stuff up there, right?
Hey, there is stuff fishing-wise down in Central America, either side of, of the Pacific or the Caribbean.
Or the Atlantic or Caribbean, yeah.
Right. And actually saw a fishing guide from Louisiana over mm-hmm. toward New Orleans.
There you go.
And I'm going, good for y'all. You know, come on over and visit and partake. There's a lot there. There's a waiting list to get into this show.
Has it maxed out as far as space?
On the space that they have committed, I think there is more room that they could take.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they want to take it to that next level.
Yeah, because sometimes it gets where it's can get too big.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously I know they want to maintain their quality.
Well, it is a quality show, and it reminds me of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation early days when they were doing a convention mm-hmm. and exhibit hall. There's a real sense of family. I mean, these are people coming from a variety of conservation groups,
right.
As well as supporters of DSC that show up and have a great time, and it's kind of like old home week, mm-hmm. seeing friends you hadn't seen in a while.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I'll be doing that next week, of course. I'm going to the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And,
right.
And anxious to see what happens because I haven't really been there now since 20.
Okay.
Where I think I got COVID. You know, the SHOT Show was January, February, we heard about COVID. And I was in bed for 3 days, and a buddy of mine that was with me was in bed 3 weeks after that thing. But they've expanded it. And so 21, they canceled because of the pandemic.
Right.
22, we canceled again. My friend has immune issues, and so there was a big, big COVID breakout in Vegas in 22, so we didn't go. So now I'm anxious, this one, because they've expanded it. They've added another 80,000 square feet over this new
convention. It's actually in two different buildings, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, they've done a skyway. Mm-hmm. I'll have to see it, but you can walk the street level or the skyway thing, and it's a convention complex built by Caesars.
Okay.
And so it's a separate building. So now the show is pushing 900,000 square feet.
Well,
total.
But it's not as bad as when SHOT Show came to Houston.
Oh, Lord.
At the Astro Hall.
That was absolutely hard. You know, somebody said, what is B-12, Z-19, and H-42? And those are booths beside each other at the Astro Hall. I mean, that show was a nightmare.
It is crazy.
One and done.
Now, you're going to do Range Day, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that makes me feel special because the industry's got to invite you, not just the National Shooting Sports Foundation that puts this thing on.
Sure.
And so it's limited because it's expensive to put on. I mean, Boulder Range near Hoover Dam is miles out there in the desert, but everything from shooting, you know, 50 BMGs, 1,000 meters, to 22s, to skeet, to automatic weapons, trap, neat, and obviously expensive to put on. Blaze away.
Well, let me share with you some numbers as you get ready to head to Vegas.
Okay.
The National Shooting Sports Foundation adjusted national instant criminal background check for 2022 topped $16.4 million,
mm-hmm.
making 2022 the third strongest year on record behind only 2020 and 2021 record-setting years. The December 2022 instant criminal background check figures of $1,747,506 is a decrease of 2.5% compared to December 2021. And the trend is similar to that of what NSSF has witnessed in the past, said Mark Oliver. When a new ceiling is reached on background checks for retail gun sales, the market settles to a new norm.
Okay.
And that's a nice new norm.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, what you got?
Got some automotive, y'all. All right. Just announced yesterday the 2023 North American Car, Truck, and Utility Vehicle of the Year, NACTOY. They were announced usually at January, the Detroit show, but the Detroit show now has been moved to the summer, so it's just a meeting of the Detroit Area Dealers Association and the Automotive Press Association, and they gather and they go, here's what's going on. And 50 automotive journalists, several months of testing throughout the year to do this thing. And the North American Car of the Year is the Acura Integra. Okay, a nice little sedan. But you'd be happy to hear about this. The North American Truck of the Year.
Yes.
The Ford F-150 Lightning.
No.
Lightning.
No.
Yes, yep. Going to plug it in, baby. The North American Utility Vehicle of the Year is the Kia EV6, which is also a plug-in.
I'm not going to spread what I've heard, because I have been dealing with automotive issues.
Yes, I know you have.
And talking to both rental companies.
Yeah.
As well as insurance companies, as well as dealers.
Right.
And I'm just going to say that I wouldn't invest in a electric vehicle. No, I mean, I wouldn't in any way.
Right.
But given additional information, and I have not substantiated it, I've not confirmed it, but the report supposedly from the buying public is those that have wish they had not.
Well, you know, I recently had an experience with that Volvo. The car was great, but the technology is not there yet. And I had it 2 weeks during the freeze, and it, you know, where it dropped down from, instead of being rated about 236 miles on a full charge, I was getting like a mile, a percentage of charge, which means that if I had 100% charge, I might have gone 100 maybe.
Isn't that kind of the way batteries operate?
You think? Yeah, and they are greatly affected by cold and heat. You know,
that was going to be the next point.
If I drove only in Houston, if I embraced it and put a fast charger in my house, I mean, to do the whole thing, that's a little bit different. But it ain't there yet.
No, it really isn't. And Texas Parks and Wildlife is gearing up with new leadership. You know, we shall see what their reports are as they get up to speed and running. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you our best bets, outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, electric or fossil fuel, right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. The February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal that we just finished.
Yes.
You've had an experience with the folks at Third Coast Thermal.
Indeed, I have.
I've had an experience with Third Coast Thermal. Now, Tom Claycomb has had an experience.
Okay.
Let me tell you what, I don't know how anybody knows all the ins and outs and keeps up with changes.
Right.
That's the first thing, all right? Second thing is Clifford Cheadle's response to the questions that Tom Claycomb III asked.
Right.
Really straightforward. Go, yeah, $10,000 piece of equipment's going to operate better than a $5,000.
Right.
But how much data, you know, is usable, you know, for your application?
Correct.
Good points. And this all brings it to full circle as to you have a budget.
Right.
You have a firearm, match it to it, and the type of hunting that you're going to be doing. And the best way to do that is go to Third Coast Thermal's website, thirdcoastthermal.com, and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
What's going on with our best bets?
Well, let's take a peek at the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times.
Thank you.
Weekend, Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday is the first of three back-to-back-to-back best days that run through Tuesday. Wednesday slips to fair. Thursday and Friday are two more good days. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise, remain active until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from mid-morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until mid-afternoon. This Saturday, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. Next Saturday, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday through Thursday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Friday, a three-tide day, two lows, one high. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll have a double-tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, with the weather that we've had, and we talked about the yo-yo pattern where it's been warm, then cool, and then warm. Pretty simple pattern. Look for shallow water, because shallow water warms up more quickly than deeper water. That is adjacent to deeper water, some of your channels, from Calcasieu, Big Lake, all the way down the coast. And look for your shallow water, particularly if it's got mud bottom, to warm around pilings, anything that would absorb the heat and radiate it out. And give that a try. Play your tides. And also play the winds. Those are just very, very simple fishing caveats that you need to take a look at. As you go through, redfish more cold tolerant.
Yeah.
Speckled trout are going to be in the deeper water, you know, hanging out and just waiting for things to really start to warm up here in a few weeks. And then don't forget, you catch a light wind day, make a run out to 9 nautical miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's your edge of state waters.
All right.
Red snapper fishing has been phenomenal.
Very good.
Yeah. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's take a peek. Let's head up to East Texas. Caddo. The locate bass, look for shad on your graph in the river or bio systems. Bass are hitting the Alabama rigs, crankbaits, rattle traps in a shad pattern. On the main lake, target grass mats and lily pad stem flats using crawfish or brim pattern rattle traps and chatterbaits. Conroe. Catfish are good on baited holes in 15 to 50 feet of water. Trophy and eater-sized cats are good on cut bait, drifting ledges, and flats. Black bass can be found on brush piles, submerged roadbeds, docks, rocky points, and other structures in 8 to 19 feet. Slowly work Carolina rig soft plastics or drop-shot Berkeley worms. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good drifting with minnows off the bottom in 30 to 40 feet of water near the dam.
Big wait. Give them that depth again.
Where was I?
Lake of the Pines.
30 to 40 feet.
You're right. Water temperature is 52 degrees.
Ah.
So, you know, I mean, they're at deeper depths.
There you go.
Okay. Go ahead.
Probably 30 to 40 feet. Anyway, Sam Rayburn, lake levels are rising, and bass are inside and outside the grass lines biting on spinnerbaits, flukes, and spoons. For bass in 25 feet of water, target deep ledges and points with Carolina rigs. Crappie continue to be up the river, and some are shallow on main lake pockets for the pre-spawn. Palestine. Bass are good on shallow points with Carolina rigs and square bill crankbaits. White bass are slow. Crappie are under the 155 bridge on the cedar tops using green or chartreuse and black jigs tipped with minnows. Tawakoni. The crappie bite's been good on main lake brush piles and bridge columns using jigs in 25 to 35 feet of water. And you're up.
I am. Heading to South Texas Outdoor Rio Way, where white and striped bass are good on bigger bays chasing bait balls out deep in 30 to 60 feet of water. Bucktail jigs, spoons, Little George, blade baits, and rattle traps in shad color are working best. Falcon bass are good in 8 to 20 feet around brush and hard bottom flats adjacent to channels with football head jigs, Carolina rig, or dragging a power worm or Cinco. Catfish are good in 20 to 30 feet of water. Crappie are good in 15 to 20 feet of water. Allen Henry, here's a fun one for you. 45 degree water temperature. Crappie are concentrated over trees in 42 to 47 feet of water. Wow. Biting good on jigs and minnows. Folks, you find the depth, you're going to find the fish, and they will eat, okay? And then Possum Kingdom, 50 degree water temperature. Striped bass fishing is off the chart in water 18 to 28 feet of water. Live bait has been the best bite, but dead sticking is also producing as well.
Very good. Okay, heading to the hill country, Buckhannon. Crappie are good on brush piles in 25 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Cats are good in 30 feet of water using punch bait. Canyon, largemouth bass are good along grass lines, fishing a drop shot or trick worm very slowly.
All right, on the hunting scene this weekend on Sunday, the late central dove season ends. So does the Rio Grande turkey fall season in South Texas, as does the general whitetail deer season in South Texas. Running through the 22nd, the South Zone late dove season continues. And, of course, through the 29th of the month, basically your waterfowl season, before we then switch over to the late conservation goose season.
Hmm.
All right, I see the paper.
Yeah.
Fuel?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. You'd be happy. The 2023 Ford Bronco.
Which one?
The Ford Bronco. The Everglades. The Everglades 5-passenger. It's got the 2.3-liter EcoBoost i4, and they're getting 300 horsepower out of that thing.
Mm.
Amazing. Made it to a 10-speed automatic transmission. Like two pages on, make sure I got everything right. Because this thing has some options. This Everglade Group in-vehicle storage, slide-out tailgate. It was a desert sand color, had a worn winch on the front of it, jacked up. I mean, this thing was loaded to the gills with goodies.
Was it fun to drive?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would change the exhaust note, though.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only thing, only downside, I thought, is...
Pitch it up, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't sound like 300 horsepower.
Or pitch it down.
Got fender tie-downs, automatic headlamps, high beams on it, got roof rails, got a snorkel.
Really?
Yeah. And that's really mainly, I found out these things, oh, so you can go that deep in the water. Actually, it's to get it above the dust.
Okay.
It's the air intake, but that's the main. You're hauling down the dry creek wash or the whatever, and that keeps dust out of it.
Hmm.
Okay. So there you go. But it looks cool. Well, I got a snorkel. A lot of auxiliary switches. You can add more stuff to it, though I don't know what. I mean, this thing had everything. Marine grade vinyl seats. It's got the Mole strap system, all hang stuff all over it. Rubberized washout floors on it. 12-inch stack. Touch screen, and obviously all the safety features you expect, and additional stuff with the Hill Start Assist. There's Sasquatch package, pre-collision alert. Again, I said the desert sand color is really cool looking. Things neat, 18 miles per gallon in the city, 17 on the highway. How can that be right? That's what it says. Usually it's the other way around. Well, average about 18 miles. Per gallon. You'd think it would get better with that i4, but again, I guess it's because of the 300 horsepower and you want to keep your foot in it. Plus, it's geared pretty low, being four-wheel select drive and so on. But it's cool looking. I like what they've done with Bronco. My only thing, this thing has got this removable roof. It comes off in like about three sections. I would like more insulation.
Okay.
You know, as far as road noise.
Okay.
But great looking. I think they've done a great job.
Is it the old-fashioned T where the panels come off? Is it a side panel?
No, it's sections.
Oh, wait, it's a sectional deal.
Yeah,
front-to-back sectional.
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
But it's neat. And of course, this thing, again, was built for ones that really want to get off the road, which means the people will buy it because it looks cool and they'll never take it off the road. But they've done a good job in Bronco, but they've got various sizes and shapes now. And
I drove their Bronco Raptor a while back too. I'll get on that another time. Yeah.
Ooh.
That one sounded a lot better. Anyway, check it out, friends. The new Bronco from Ford.
Outstanding. Did you happen? We mentioned. No, I was not here last week.
What's that?
It was the week before about the recognition that Ford got for how many years?
47.
47 years running.
Yep. Number one selling vehicle in America, and also the number one selling. Truck. 47 years. 40 something. Number one vehicle of all vehicles.
Not too shabby.
No, not at all.
All right, we're going to take a break from automotive to the boating world. Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, folks. Mm-hmm. It's crunch time now.
Yeah.
Rut is over in parts of the state, winding down in others. And we know that bucks lose 25% of their body weight.
And they're pooped.
They are.
Yeah, right.
And they need that protein. They need to be able to take what they need, mm-hmm. what they know that they need, and replenish what has been lost. Have Fortified Cottonseed out. It's free choice. When we say it's the most efficient and cost-effective way, all reports indicate there's better than a 2-to-1 savings over a typical protein regimen.
Right. A lot of people say, oh, it's free choice, but they only eat what they need, and also because of what's in that, the raccoons and the pigs don't eat it.
Well, the makeup of the cottonseed.
Right.
But then the vitamin package gives them whatever part of Texas mm-hmm. mother's not giving them what they need.
Right.
So it's really, really a great story. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch the video. You're going to learn and be introduced to all the players. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122. They will deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to your local Tractor Supply and pick up a few bags.
I like that. Also, I aired, I'm going to do a correction on Ford, number one truck, 46 years running. I was jumping the gun, so the end of this year I'll say 47. But that,
yeah.
But quite a run.
Very good. Talk about quite a run.
Yes.
And that's the Lester family over at Red Wing Boats.
Indeed.
I mean, talking about mom and dad starting things off, and now, you know, brother, sister, and then there's Fred. Hey, Fred, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. It's been crazy times. We know in the automotive world, yeah. But things have got to be better on the boating side. Motors and parts coming in. Everything's just running like clockwork, right?
Well, we're starting to get some stuff. Not as much as we'd like, but we're starting to, yes.
All right, you mentioned as we were setting this thing up that when it comes to motors, there's kind of a threshold that you go above this and it's kind of, you may not really need it, but people want the bigger engines.
Uh-huh.
But some of these crafts operate very efficiently with something a little bit smaller and save a little money, isn't that right?
Well, in the 200, 250, 300 range, there's a lot of boats out there today that, you know, if you put a 200, 225, or 250 on there, you spend a lot more money and you gain a couple miles an hour. And, you know, sometimes it's best to get the motor you can get and going down the road, save $4,000 or $5,000 for 2 miles an hour.
Sure, sure. Well, and over the years, we know that, I mean, you and I've done a few boat refit and repowers, and fiberglass, in my estimation, kind of, you take care of it, wears for a long time, right?
Oh yes.
Hang another motor on it, you know, continue to utilize what you like and what you bought. When you're looking
at buy you a new motor and keep the boat you got, so you don't spend as much to get your rig running again.
There you go. Speaking of boats, are they getting the parts they need to get production? Are they rolling things out, or are they sitting on partially built boats? Where are we in the boating industry?
Well, some of them are still sitting on boats that they don't have all the boat manufacturers aren't getting the parts and pieces, but, you know, as they come in, they're getting them out. I mean, we got a 25 Blackjack yesterday, and I might get a Blackjack and a Frontier tomorrow, but, you know, it's definitely not fast, but things are starting to move.
Yeah, Fred, how's that affecting prices on these boats?
Well, they're definitely up,
uh-huh.
And obviously what's not helping at the moment is interest rates are up.
Yeah, when you say
I
up.
I would imagine some of these people probably have to go ahead and commit at a higher interest rate for a year or so and then refinance.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, I want to get into the interest side a little bit more, but we need to take a mid-show break.
Yes.
So if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years, and when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats. Their website is Red Wing Boat Co., C-O, redwingboatco.com. And check out some of the products that they carry. We were talking about interest rates, and you said that they were up. Give us kind of a timeline of where interest were 6-9 months, even a year ago, to where they are now.
Well, we were in the 4-5 range, and now we're in the 6-9 range.
Wow, okay.
Hmm.
So it's definitely gone up. Now, you know, it's it may be a deal that stays forever, but I would imagine after a year or so, this is going to go back down, and you just refinance it.
Sure, sure.
A lot of these credit unions, you know, they don't care if it's a new or used boat. If the credit's good, they'll finance it at the same rate.
Boy, I mean, I know that they do that on automotive, but on the boat side, you know, like you said, they're looking for people. You know, they need to earn interest on that money.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. One thing that we've not touched on is trailers. And I know that, you know, I've had a little flats boat that I gave my late wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a couple of McLean trailers underneath it.
There you go.
What's the availability on trailers? Are they producing?
Trailers are actually get more available than boats are. I have, like I said, I have the trailers here for boats that came in this week and a couple that I hope to get Friday or Monday, I guess. So they should be rolling.
You know, there's certain maintenance that goes along with having a trailer. But what do you think the... And I know a lot of your clients and myself, we fish on the coast, so we're sticking in salt water. But what do you think the average life expectancy of either galvanized or aluminum trailers might be?
Well, either one, they need to get washed, you know, just because people wash the boat.
Right.
They actually need to rinse the trailer off, and especially the hubs and stuff. You know, those bolt hubs, they're pretty much good for 5 years without any kind of maintenance.
Okay.
You know, as long as you don't see an oil leak.
Sure, sure. All right, well, and, you know, the boat, the motor, the trailer is just getting you started. There are accessories
You've been there a few times, haven't you?
And, you know, some of these accessories can add $10,000 to a boat.
Sure. What are you seeing in the way of anything from power poles to trolling motors availability on them?
Well, actually, right now I'm good on power poles and I'm good on trolling motors. So the trolling motors have obviously, you know, I've been getting two today, three tomorrow, you know, so I probably got 20 of those in the stock at the moment. I got plenty of power poles, so. And I've got jack plates, so some of the accessory stuff has gotten more available than the boats have.
You know, it's been a few years, and I got to tell this story, but when you're tinkering with boats and when you're boat nuts, you know, we bought one of the original model 23-foot Robalos.
Uh-huh.
Used it, and then it sat for a while. And then I called Fred and said, hey, let's do a boat project. And you remember we took a Robalo, that big heavy Robalo, and we put a jack plate on the transom so that we could raise just so that we could maybe get a little skinnier, mm-hmm. into a little bit skinnier water. There's some opportunities for people to tinker with what they got in their friend.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, some people think they have to have a tunnel boat because their neighbor has one, but in most of our bays locally, we got plenty of water.
Right.
When you get down south, things get a little tighter. But yeah, you can add trim tabs and jack plate to a boat and obviously run a lot skinnier.
Well,
and
that's
get
right.
up a lot skinnier.
That's what you're there for, Fred. I mean, because somebody can come in and tell you, this is what I've got, this is what I'm looking for, but then also talk to them about where they're going to go, right?
Right.
Well, and I guarantee you, when Fred said he was in good shape on power poles,
mm-hmm.
and trolling motors,
yeah.
there were light bulbs that went off in boat owners' minds.
Mm-hmm.
They're going,
yeah,
mine's getting a little old.
Right.
The boat's great.
Yeah.
Motor runs good.
Yeah.
And people come in for a little bit of service and do it incrementally, wouldn't you say, Fred?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've had people come by trolling motor over the counter, and when I tell them I got two or three of them, well, they call their buddy and end up leaving with two of them.
That's handy. What's going on with electronics? Because we all keep, you know, hearing about, you know, the chip shortage and so on. What's going on in that area of electronics for the boats?
Well, actually, they've gotten a lot better too. So we're getting electronics. Lowrance has really been good about getting stuff to us. Been slow in the past, but it's coming. So, you know, as far as accessories on the boat, we're in pretty good shape. You know, it's just getting the boat and the motor. That's the biggest thing. We can get trailers pretty easy. We're getting accessories. And the boats, like I said, are getting better. I know a lot of dealers are like myself that have been coming in just in time to get into this show. And, you know, I hope to get two or three more in right before we move in the show this coming week.
I know you all don't do it. I know you've got relationships that you can refer people to. But aluminum fabricators, a boat that comes without a T-top, you know, or some sort of covering. What are you hearing from those folks as far as being able to come in, custom build something, and get it on a boat and get it back out on the water?
Well, adding a T-top's not a problem. Cooler racks, things like that, that's gotten to where you can pretty much get those now.
Okay.
Because they got, you know, there was a aluminum shortage there for a while, but most of that's pretty much cleared up. So the outfitters have material to build whatever you want.
Some of these, and again, having done several boat refurbishments, after a while, that material that wraps the leaning post or the top of coolers or things of that nature, just the upholstery work, you know, there's all sorts of things. Again, when I say tinker,
yeah,
boat tinkerers are as bad as car tinkerers.
Well, it's almost like a new boat, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
put some seat covers on that thing. Hey, it looks great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, you know, you redo the seats, get a new motor put on the boat, do a little TLNC, and shoot, you got a new rig again.
Yeah, it's amazing what some compound and, you know, a buffing wheel, you know, can do to
right.
to make it shine, look like
that. Oh, yes. And you know, when it looks good, it feels good, it fishes good.
Makes you want to go more.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right. You hearing anything new? And I'm going to go back to motors. You hear anything new, or are they kind of just trying to catch up? Are you hearing something that's going to be released, you know, when we hit towards summer? Anything new coming?
Small motors that are new that have tilt and trim on them and stuff like that. But on the bigger motors, it's just a matter of getting caught up.
Okay.
So, and I mean, like I said, things are getting better. It's just not what we want yet, but it's the bigger horsepower that's harder to come by. 150s and down, we're pretty much good shape. I got inventory there.
You know, I know that you go the fiberglass route with the Blackjacks and Frontier and some other models, but duck season, waterfowl season closes January 29th.
Right.
And you talk about some of these smaller motors. I've got to believe that some of these flat boats that could maybe double as a flounder rig are, you know,
oh sure,
make some modifications for waterfowl season. Now may not be a bad time to take a look at that because of availability, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a center console. I mean, hell, they're used for water skiing nowadays, bass fishing. You know, yes, a lot of these boats are specialty boats, but that don't mean they won't do other things.
Well, it's just all about what you need. I remember I learned to water ski behind a 12-foot Lone Star aluminum boat with a 25-horsepower Johnson on it.
Well, I learned behind a little 35. So.
Well, the boat that I learned behind was a little bit bigger.
It would have to be.
That's right.
Right. To get you on plane,
that's
it
right.
would take a little bit.
Absolutely. Anything else that we're overlooking? I mean, we've kind of covered the financing aspect. Let's talk about the used boat market. People saying, hey, I got this boat. I know in the automotive world, used vehicles, previously owned vehicles, are getting a premium.
Been way up.
What about on used boats and value for trade-in or availability?
Well, it's come down, too, with the availability of the getting more availability of the new boats.
Okay.
But, I mean, I know there were some used boats out there that were several years old that people were asking more than they paid. And if they got it, they needed to take the money and run, but chances are now they're not going to be able to do that. You know, things are starting to adjust back closer to what they should be.
All right. You know, you made that comment several times in our conversation today, and it seems to me that would a safe assessment be by the time we hit summer, maybe things will be even closer to normal? Is that a fair assessment, Fred?
I would think so, but, you know, the sooner you get something on order, the better off you are, because if you wait till summer, you know, a normal order, you could still be looking at 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, get out ahead of the curve. Of the curve. All right, we got about a minute left before we run out of time. Anything else, any other words of wisdom from the guru at Red Wing Boats?
Come see us at the boat show.
And you're going to be there.
Oh, yes.
All right. Outstanding. Our guest today, Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats. Folks, good people. I mean, great family. Know their stuff. Again, their website, redwingboatco.com. Or give them a call at 713-921-0656. Fred, we appreciate you, man.
Come see us.
Thank you, Fred. Friends, we'll
Thank
be back
you.
With more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, January 2025, Houston Safari Club's annual convention and expo at the George R. Brown Convention Center. You can book the trip of a lifetime with hunting and fishing outfitters. You're going to have optics, taxidermy, firearms, apparel, jewelry. Oh, boy. They support youth outdoor education programs, scholarships, and conservation, and more. Tickets are only $10 at the door. Children under 12 are free. And Bill Olson's going to be there. So when you go there, go by booth number 756, right?
Absolutely.
And say hi. January 21st, the West Bay Big Trout Tournament and Fundraiser at the West End Marina in Galveston. For info on that, visit fishwestend.com. And then go to one of those great events, or just go fishing in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that feature like one of everything. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and check out, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats. Their website, redwingboatco.com. Uh-huh. redwingboatco.com. Tell you what, that guy knows a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Look at me like you're getting ready to remodel a boat again. You kind of, I don't know, you sort of lit up there.
Get me stirred up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, but also just up at the top, click on Listen to the Show, and we archive these things. So if you go, what did Fred say? Well, you can check it out. You can also catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio. We're up on Facebook. And like we like to say, like us. So if you like us on Facebook, that just helps build the audience and spread the word. Do we know what we're doing next week?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be a surprise for all of us. Well, it'll be good.
I mean, it's busy. The year has exploded.
Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there so you can join us next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.